Good morning, and welcome to the virtual Sunday service of the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, affectionately known as WUF. My name is Kim Transier. My pronouns are she and her, and it is my joy as your lay leader this morning to welcome you to the final Sunday service of the year 2020. Whoever and wherever you are at this moment, you are welcome here. Whatever your age or abilities, the color of your skin or where you were born, regardless of whom you love or how you identify your gender, if you do, whatever your spiritual practices may be or if you have none, we are glad you're with us this morning. All of us are local to this virtual community of conscience and compassion. Please check the announcements in your order of service to see what else is happening this week. And I invite you to join our virtual coffee hour at 11:30, where we check in with each other, share joys and sorrows, and talk about today's service. If this is your first time with us and you don't have an order of service but would like to learn more, please get in touch with our congregational administrator. You can find her email address at our website, woof.net. Today's service, organized by Salima Malzin, is about crossing the threshold into a new year. And as I light our chalice, the symbol of our shared, though scattered, faith, I invite you to reflect on these words by the poet Naomi Shihab Nye. Burning the old year. Letters swallow themselves in seconds. Notes, friends tied to the doorknob, transparent scarlet paper, sizzle like moth wings, marry the air. So much of any year is flammable. Lists of vegetables, partial poems, orange swirling flame of days. So little is a stone. Where there was something and suddenly isn't, an absence shouts, celebrates, leaves a space. I begin again with the smallest numbers. Quick dance, shuffle of losses and leaves. Only the things I didn't do crackle after the blazing dies. Please speak with me now, our opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another.
Good morning again. My name is Salima Malzin. My pronouns are she and her. And this morning, it is my hope that together we will not only burn the old year, but that we will ignite the new one. That together we will light the fire of not only hope, but of commitment. A commitment to hang in there together as a community of faith, making our way into the light of 2021, and that together we will cross the threshold into a house called tomorrow. This morning's service is about words and about silence, about music and meditation. Most of what you'll hear and ponder, and I do hope you'll settle in for the whole service, are words from poets like Oregon's own William Stafford, who reminded us in his little poem titled Yes, that it could happen any time. Tornado, earthquake, Armageddon. It could happen. Or sunshine, love, salvation. It could, you know. That's why we wake and look out. No guarantees in this life, but some bonuses, like morning, like right now, like noon, like evening. Earlier this week, I had the privilege of attending on Zoom a solstice gathering with folks from Krista Tippett's On Being program. It was a tender, low-key conversation that considered hard questions and the ways that we as individuals and as a collective might choose to answer them. The gathering closed with a solstice blessing from the Irish poet Pedraig O'Tuama, in which he suggested that for you we call the sun to stand still a while, and the moon too, and stars, and the waters, and the heavens, hells as well, just for a second, just for a breath. And he goes on to say, may that breath rest you, and may each breath rest you as it has until now, and now, and now. This one after that one, after that one, after that. And so I invite you again to settle in. Nothing to do but breathe and open your heart to receiving whatever it is that's wanting to enter you right now, right here. And if you would like to be part of creating a collective poem for the new year, I invite you to jot down a line or a phrase that speaks to you and then send it to me, and we'll weave it into the tapestry of beloved community that we are ever becoming. So let us begin then with words from the ancient Sufi poet known as Rumi, who said, today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument.
In the Evening by William Reichard. The night air is filled with the scent of apples and the moon is nearly full. In the next room, Jim is reading. A small cat sleeps in the crook of his arm. The night singers are loud, proclaiming themselves every evening until they run out of nights and die in the cold, or burrow down into the mud to dream away the winter. My office is awash in books and photographs, and the sepia pink sunset stains all its light touches. I've never been a good traveler, But there are days like this one when I'd pay anything to be in another country. We're standing on the cold gray moon staring back at the disaster we call our world. We crave change, but turn away from it. We drown in contradictions. Tonight I'll sleep blanketed in moonlight. In my dreams I'll have nothing to say about anything important. I'll simply live my life and let the night singers live theirs until all of us are gone. I won't say a word and let silence speak in my stead.
Good morning. My name is Jean Trigstad, and this morning I'm reading a poem entitled Everything is Waiting for You by David White. Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive, cunning crime with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surrounding. Surely, even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence, and the chorus crowding out your solo voice. You must note the way the soap dish enables you, or the window latch grants you freedom. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. The stairs are your mentor of things to come. The doors have always been there to frighten you and to invite you. And the tiny speaker in your phone is your dream ladder to the divinity. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. The kettle is singing even as it pours your drink. The cooking pots have left their arrogant aloofness and seen the good in you at last. All the birds and the creatures of the world are unutterably themselves. Everything is waiting for you.
Keeping Quiet by Pablo Neruda.
Now we will count to 12. And we will all keep still for once on the face of the earth. Let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Now, I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go.
Good morning. My name is Scott Winters, and my pronouns are he and him. And today I'll be doing a reading by John O'Donohue for the interim time. When near the end of day, life has drained out of light, and it is too soon for the mind of night to have darkened things. No place looks like itself. Loss of outline makes everything look strangely in between, unsure of what has been or what might come. In this wan light, even trees seem groundless. In a while, it will be night, but nothing here seems to believe the relief of darkness. You were in this time of the interim, where everything seems withheld. The path you took to get here has washed out. The way forward is still concealed from you. The old is not old enough to have died away, and the new is still too young to be born. You cannot lay claim to anything in this place of dusk. Your eyes are blurred, and there is no mirror. Everyone else has lost sight of your heart, and you can see nowhere to put your trust. You know you have to make your own way through. As far as you can, hold your confidence. Do not allow confusion to squander this call, which is loosening your roots in this false ground, that you might come free from all you have outgrown. What is being transfigured here is your mind, and it is difficult and slow to become new. The more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become, for your arrival is the new dawn.
Thank you.
And here we are, almost across that threshold into a house called tomorrow. And here is the poem by Alberto Rios. You are not 15 or 12 or 17. You are 100 wild centuries, and 15, bringing with you in every breath and in every step, everyone who has come before you, all the yous that you have been, the mothers of your mother, the fathers of your father. If someone in your family tree was trouble, 100 were not. The bad do not win. Not finally, no matter how loud they are. We simply would not be here if that were so. You are made fundamentally from the good. With this knowledge, you never march alone. You are the breaking news of the century. You are the good who has come forward through it all, even if so many days feel otherwise. But think. When you as a child learn to speak, it's not that you didn't know words. It's that from the centuries you knew so many. And it's hard to choose the words that will be your own. From these centuries, we human beings bring with us the simple solutions and songs, the river bridges and star charts and song harmonies, all in service to a simple idea that we can make a house called tomorrow. What we bring finally into the new day, every day, is ourselves. And that's all we need to start. That's everything we require to keep going. Look back only for as long as you must. Then go forward into the history you will make. Be good. Be better. Write books cure disease, make us proud, make yourself proud. And those who came before you, when you hear thunder, hear it as their applause.
We close our time together by extinguishing the flame of our chalice, but not the warmth and inspiration of our faith, nor our commitment to its principles. We can make a house called tomorrow. What we bring finally into the new day, every day, is ourselves. Open your hearts, everyone. Go forth into the world with kindness and love.